Nou ja, toe goeiemôre hier op hierdie donderdagmôre die 9de Junie. Ek hoop jy het lekker geslaap. Ag en jy nou nie so lekker geslaap het nie, dan is ons saam met jou. Good morning. Dumelang Kunjani. Now before I start this morning, I have an important message to share. If there's someone experiencing a birthday today, come on. Wie verjaar? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Wie verjaar vandag? Veels geluk, liewe maatjie. Nou as jy daardie spesiale persoon 'n grootste verrassing wil gee met sy of haar verjaarsdag vandag. Net na 8 uur wil ons jou hier op Radio Kansel geluk wens. Stuur ons gou 'n WhatsApp. Begin jou WhatsApp met die naam B-Dave, birthday B-Dave, B-D-A-I, die naam van wie dit reël en die naam van die persoon wat verjaar. So moenie net die persoon wat verjaar se naam stuur nie, maar die naam van wie hierdie verjaarsdag boodskap reël. Begin jou WhatsApp met B-Day na 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Begin jou WhatsApp met die naam B-Day, die naam van jy wat het reël om hierdie gelukwensing op die lug uit te saai, en die naam van die persoon wat verjaar, en Janine gaan julle dadelik gou terugbel. Okay, everyone, anyone whose birthday it is today, we want to say happy birthday. Be blessed, just after 8 o'clock on Radio Pulpit. So give us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Start your WhatsApp with the word B-Day, for birthday, B-Day, and your name who's organizing this, and the name of the person whose birthday it is. And Janine will phone you back. Okay, come on. I want to talk about love. Oh, I think we need this so much. South Africa needs godly love. And first I want to read it from the Greek. Not the Greek text, but the Griekwa translation. Griekwa translation in Afrikaans. And then I want in English to explain some of it. 1 Korintiërs 13. Al sal ek 'n tale van mense en Engelse praat, maar ek het nou net die liefde geloop geruil vir die haat. Dan het ek 'n raaslike parafienblik gestaat raak. Al was ek so slim, laat ek nuwe goederse kan maak, maak ek die Here se liefde buite in die son gelaat lê, dan is ek niks. Hoor wat ek hierdie vandag vir jou sê. Al gee ek my hele bokketjies weg, net om die ag te hê, dan sal ek hierdie dinge my nou nog niks gebetaal het nie, as ek die liefde uit die hemel uit kan gaan loop haal het nie. Die regtige liefde, die se bek, hy is nooit dik nie. Jy sien hom nie skinner, jy hoor hom nie klikkie. Hy skryf die kwaad okkie in boekietjies oppie. Die liefde maak alles mooi toe met sy savakaros. Tale wat ons praat, deel op, voorspellingse verdwyn, woorde raak los. Maar liefde die sal nou tot by ewigheid toe net so bly staat. Toe ek 'n kind was, toe ek soos 'n kind gedink, en vandag sien ek net troewelte in die Gorowar se waterblink. Maar eendag sal ek die Here se hele waarlikheid gehad weet. En nou is dit die geloof in die hoop en die liefde wat bly staan. Maar net die liefde sal saam met my na die Here se hemel toe gaan. Die Griek op Psalm, se 1 Korintiërs 13. Wat sê jy? As ek die nuus lees, as ek kyk na familie, na vriende, as ek kyk na myself, dalk kyk jy na jouself. Kort ons nie hierdie liefde nie. Ons maak die fout baie keer om hierdie 1 Korintiërs 13 net by troues te lees. En eintlik het dit met troues niks te doen nie. Want 1 Korintiërs 13 is eintlik die karakter, die CV van my God. Dit is eintlik hoe ek moet leef. Love is patient. It never fails. I want to tell you a story I read about Abraham Lincoln. But I want to start this morning to look at the 15 characteristics of Christian love and see that this is a mirror of God's character to whom you and I must strive. 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. The Greek word for patience is makrothumein. And it's used in the New Testament always to describe patience with people and not patience with circumstances. So love is patient with people, not your circumstances. Is the word used of a man who is wrong? And who is easily in his power to avenge himself, and who yet will not do it. That is the patience. That is the makrothumein of 1 Corinthians 13. It's the word used to describe the man against whom is everything done that wronged that man. And that man has it easily in his power to avenge himself, and yet will not do it. It describes the man who is slow to anger, and it is used of God himself in God's relationship with us. Such patience is not the sign of weakness, it's the sign of strength. There's a story I read some time ago. No one way back treated the old President Abraham Lincoln with more contempt than a certain man called Stanton. Stanton called Abraham Lincoln a low, cunning clown, a gorilla. Lincoln apparently said nothing. And when Lincoln became president of the United States, he made Stanton his war minister, because Stanton was the best man for the job, and he treated him with courtesy, and the years were on. And the night came when an assassin's bullet murdered Abraham Lincoln in that Ford's Theater. And in a little room to which the president's body was taken stood that same man called Stanton. And Stanton was looking down on Abraham Lincoln's silent face. And he said through his tears, "There lies the greatest ruler of men the world has ever seen." The patience of love had conquered Stanton's heart. patience, makruthumain. Love is patient, not with circumstances, but with people. What about you and me? Love is kind. The word Paul uses to describe this love is a love that is, in English we would say, sweet to all. Sweet to all. Here I am, Lord Jesus. So many of us in your church, in your kingdom, we don't have this sweetness. So many of us are bitter and cross. We stamp our feet, Lord, because of this and this and that. And we miss the sweetness of the kind love you have for us. A third characteristic of 1 Corinthians 13's love is love knows no envy. Love knows no envy. It's been said, and I read it in a book somewhere, that there are really only two classes of people in this world, those who are millionaires and those who would like to be millionaires. Huh? There are two kinds of envy. The one loves the possessions of other people. And such envy is very difficult to avoid because it is a very human thing. The other is worse. It grudges the very fact that others should have what I don't have. Huh? Love knows no envy. So many of us who go to church, who are church members, we have this terrible thing in us. We can't stand it that another man can drive a new 4x4 and I have to suckle on with an old Nissan Bucky. Huh? Come on. Come on. And you and I want to call us disciples of Christ? There's a fourth characteristic. Love is no braggart. True love will always be far more impressed with its own unworthiness than its own merit. You've got that? Love is not a braggart. You don't go around and brag. True love will always be far more impressed with its own unworthiness than its own merit. And you know, love is kept humble by the consciousness that it can never offer its love one a gift which is not good enough. There's a fifth characteristic. Love is not inflated with his own importance. Oh, we can be so important. We can be so important. We can be so important. Gary, that famous man in history, in the kingdom, began life as a cobbler. He was one of the greatest missionaries and certainly one of the greatest linguists the world has ever seen, William Carey. He translated at least parts of the Bible into no fewer than 34 Indian languages. No cray for your debt. And when he came to India, he was regarded with dislike and contempt. And at a dinner party, apparently a snob, with the idea of humiliating William Carey, said in a tone that everyone could hear on the table, at the table, "I suppose, Mr. Carey, you once worked as a shoemaker, a cobbler." "No, your lordship," answered William Carey, "not a shoemaker, only a cobbler." He did not even claim to make shoes, only to mend them. You know, no one likes the important type of person who throws around his weight or her weight. Love is never inflated with its own importance, says 1 Corinthians 13. The sixth one, love does not behave graciously. Love never behaves gracelessly. It's a very significant fact that in the Greek, the words for grace and for charm are the same. There's a kind of Christianity which takes a delight in being blunt and almost brutal. There's a strength in it, but there is no winsomeness. No. There's a graciousness in Christian love which never forgets that courtesy and tact and politeness are lovely things. Oh, we miss it so much. I wish I could give this to the Parliament of South Africa. Just look how we are fighting as leaders from different political parties, tearing South Africa apart, pushing it up. I don't even want to go there. While people in Nyanga, in Khayelitsha, while people on the platteland of the Free State, while people in the rural areas, while people... Oh, I always think of these goggles in Khayelitsha who has to walk, not miles, but a long distance to the toilets which is situated on the edge of Khayelitsha. Eish! Who planned that? The dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then the politicians go on with one another and drag themselves to court and stand there. Eish! I better say nothing more, and it's all politicians, across all political parties. Where is the politeness? Where is the tact? Where is the courtesy? Where is the graciousness? Love does not behave gracelessly, without politeness, without tact, without courtesy. The seventh one. Love does not insist upon its rights. Oh, I have my rights, I have my privileges, I have my responsibilities. I am the king of the castle. Axel jou wys, moenie hier vir my kom sê nie. Bly stil, loop uit my kantoor uit. Nyap, 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 nyap. It even happens in churches. And I think even at Radio Pulpit and K-Pulpit sometimes. Get out of my office. And on a Sunday we want to sing Praise the Heer met blye galme. Love does not insist upon its rights. You don't have any privileges. This terrible thing called human rights. Love does not insist upon its rights. The eighth character, love never flies into temper. Love never flies into a temper. The real meaning of this is that Christian love never becomes at a point that I can't go with you anymore. When we lose our tempers, we lose everything. The man who is master of his temper can be master of anything. That's why the Lord says, my character is I never fly into a temper, and I want you to follow me as my disciple. Don't allow your love to fly into a temper. The ninth one, love does not store up the memory of any wrong it has received. The word translated store up, logizestai, in Greek, is an accountant's world, from economic world. It's the word used for entering up an item in a ledger so that it will not be forgotten. That is precisely what so many people do. One of the great arts in life is to learn what to forget. That's one of the great arts in life. And look at the church. And I'm not even talking about the world and the politicians. Love does not store up the memory of any wrong it has received. Logizestai, the Greek word, an accountant's word. It is the word used for entering up an item in a ledger so that it will not be forgotten. You don't store up. Oh, love only in Christ. Christian love has learned the great lesson of forgetting. Oh, and what do we say?
Ek sal jou vergewe, maar ek sal nie vergeet nie.
You know, I had so many elders when I was a dominee in so many churches. Over 40 years. And I can still remember them all standing up and belittling me as the dominee. Because the man was the mayor or the burgemeester of the town. Or he was a rich man and he...
Dominee, ek sal vergewe, maar moenie van my verwag om te vergeet nie.
Christian love has learned the great lesson of forgetting. The 10th one. Love finds no pleasure in evil doing. It might be better to translate this that love finds no pleasure in anything that is wrong. Christian love has none of that human malice which finds pleasure in ill reports. The 11th one. Love rejoices with truth. Love rejoices with truth. Christian love has no wish to veil the truth. It has nothing to conceal and is so glad when the truth prevails. The 12th one. Love can endure anything. Love can endure anything. It's possible that this may mean love can cover anything in the sense that it will never drag into the light of day the faults and the mistakes of others. And don't we do it so often? We draw into the light of day the faults and mistakes others have done. It describes the kind of love that was in the heart of Jesus himself. 13th, love is completely trusting. Love trusts. Love can ennoble even the ignoble by believing the best. And you know, love never ceases to hope. Jesus believed that no man is hopeless. Love bears everything with a triumphant fortitude. Love. 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 What about you? What about you with love?